Good morning. This is a North Dakota Public Service Commission work session on public utilities on case number PU-25-261. Yeah, it would be 25, right? Thought maybe I wrote down the wrong number. And we haven't done a work session for a little while. So just a reminder, we broadcast these, but these are not for the companies or the people involved in the cases. This is for our discussion. And so we have a hearing scheduled for this next Tuesday, and that would be the extent of my opening comments, I guess. Did you have anything before? Okay, Sherry's as a portfolio holder. By the way, all three commissioners are here, plus public utility staff.
Yeah. Well, it was off my schedule, and yes, we have the hearing. I have another commitment out of state, and so I went to Rob yesterday talking about it, explained it, and I said, can you check and see if the companies are willing to move it? And he reported back to me that things were progressing pretty good yesterday. But I'll let Rob recap his communication with the companies because I'm not involved, and where we're at as far as looking at dates and communication. We knew coming into this today we might not have a date. If we did, we would mark that down in history. But so, Rob, I'll have you recap just the communication with them and if they're willing to work with you on that or if there's been any resistance.
Know, both the parties have been said they're willing to postpone the hearing. Oh, go ahead.
I just want to interrupt you for a minute because someone who would be listening wouldn't know. This is, and I should have said this at the beginning, this is a request by Montana Dakota Utilities for permanent authority to serve the electric needs of the Badger Wind Farm over by Wishik. MDU was the backers of building that facility in the first place. However, it is out in a cooperative territory, and the cooperative is Chemelectric, right?
Chemelectric, correct.
And kind of in line with during the construction and testing and things of the wind farm, they need to have electricity. And they permanently, even though they're a generator, as we know, wind farms are very unpredictable and very unreliable. And so a good part of the time they actually are electricity users because they have to keep the lights on. And when it's cold, they have to keep their oil warm and things of that nature. And so we granted MDU temporary authority to serve the needs when they're needed of the wind farm. And now this is their MDU's request for permanent authority. So MDU and Chemelectric are the two companies we're talking about. Now, did I say that all correct? I'm kind of going from memory.
Yes.
Yeah, that should be. So both of the parties signaled they're willing to postpone as far as into August and into September. However, you know, this is a quick turnaround on the dates for scheduling, quicker than I've ever experienced. But I'm even checking my phone right now to see if there's a response. I'm essentially waiting on one party, Chemelectric, to see if they have additional dates in September. And then I think all the other ones would have some sort of availability then as well. But that's the extent to what has happened, essentially. I'm not certain if the parties would like to extend out or be willing to go further out into October or whatnot, but I will follow up on that as well to see.
So we have concurrence by two of the parties.
We have
four dates, and now we're waiting on Chem to see if
we have potential dates in September that could work. And I'm just checking with Chem to see if they have additional availability for some of those dates to pinpoint one.
that just, you said we have dates from two of the parties, but we don't know about Kim. So the two parties that we do have the dates in September would be MDU and the judge?
That's correct, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't know. I'll say I'm not sure if when we say that they're okay with extending it out into August or September, but we don't know if there's any dates in September that will work. That tells me they probably weren't in August.
That's correct, yeah.
And so if we can't find dates in September, are they also okay with extending it out into October? I don't know about. As long as the companies are okay with it, and I suppose in a way, except for the uncertainty that would hang over their head, perhaps MDU, since they have the temporary authority, and we would typically be the only ones barking at them about you can't just go forever on temporary. If it's us delaying it, I guess then they probably don't mind. But if Chem Electric were able to prevail and get that service, I suppose they're the ones who are out by waiting long, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And that was the first thing I asked Rob to do, to see if the companies are willing. I mean, and there was no pushback.
What would the impact be to, because like the work session that we had today, we didn't have to notice, essentially. There was no notice requirement. I mean, like we posted it as an open meeting and sent it out, you know, to our listserv. But like this has gone through the formal noticing process, like in the papers, correct?
Yes.
So what's the impact to the public now? Because like this has now gone out, we're less than a week out, so I don't think we have the ability to like communicate through that channel that this may or may not be moved, and it's going to have to be re-noticed, which takes, what, at least 45 days?
That's what our preference is when we issue a new notice, is to go out at least 45 days. There's not a requirement that we have to go for 45 days for a hearing. It's what we've done historically to kind of protect ourselves from publication errors. And particularly in this case, it's not necessarily a public hearing. It is a formal hearing. The historical, we go with 45 days because historically we had to go more than 20 days before the hearing one publication, and then within 20 days before the hearing another publication. That no longer exists for public hearings, but this doesn't have to follow those same rules. We just have to have a publication. If we were looking at August, I would be a little more concerned about not being able to get published in time. Mm-hmm. But since we're looking at September or beyond, the publication isn't a particular concern. The cancellation of the meeting, kind of to your, maybe that's the point you're going after here, is we don't have a good way to publish or otherwise notify the public of a canceled meeting, other than what we've done historically is we'll show a cancellation on our website. Like, sure. We don't just make it disappear. We'll say this has been canceled. Since it's planned for our hearing room at present, that brings in a little bit of concern, just because next week we won't be on this floor. Mm-hmm. Normally if we were, we would, simply if anybody showed up, we would kind of redirect them. For these hearings, in my experience, typically we don't get anybody from the public trying to attend or have thoughts. It's really for the parties to the case. So it's kind of a minimal risk, but it could happen.
Well, and if the parties agreed, I mean, if there was concern from their entities, they would be communicating to.
It should be.
And I'm going to say more like Chem notifying the board members or that way.
So the reason for the cancellation would be the conflict.
But, yeah.
And it is... not ideal, especially as a portfolio holder, but would there be a big problem with us just moving forward with the meeting? Because I'm thinking we must have close to a, I don't know, probably not far from a dozen IOU-operated wind farms, and I don't know if they always end up with service to them or if the co-ops always... I don't recall what the permanent service has been to the various wind farms that are operated by IOUs. But we must have quite a bit of precedent there. I don't recall what it is, but is this a real complicated hearing that we... that you Fisher...
feel I would like to be there. As a portfolio holder, yes, I would like to be.
Could you participate remotely?
No.
Well, I sort of hate to see these things get canceled at the last minute, but unless there's something really overwhelming reason, I guess I tend to want to let the portfolio holder operate the cases as they see fit. But I don't know if we do that, what we do then. Can we do a motion in here to cancel this? I mean,
well, we talked about that. We've gone through all the scenarios, and Brian, you can correct me, or Victor, is that if there's consensus, Brian can issue an order that it's canceled, correct? Okay. We don't need a motion. We need consensus.
The work session, I think, creates a record that would suffice. This recording would be placed in the docket as well with your guys' directive. But what we would need from you guys would be a directive for staff to continue to reschedule this, to reissue the notice and everything. That can be done through you guys at a commission meeting, or at times the executive director has also been the one to sign off on those for that. So if you guys give us the direction to find a date that works for the parties, for you guys, the ALJ, we can do that. And then we can all, if you give us the direction to re-notice it as well, we can do that without having to bring it back to another commission meeting. Timing wise, it might actually work out where we can do that anyway, but if we have that directive, I think we have what we would need to move forward.
So I'm going to propose that we staff continue to work with the companies to reschedule, give them permission, and then...
Is there a time limit when we have to rule on this? Because I just know this was filed back in 2025. I saw first emails about scheduling in 26. There's been a hold on my calendar since March. We issued this in May. And so if we... essentially cancel today with no date certain going forward, is there like a year time limit? Not on this?
I don't think we have a time limitation on this one. You know, okay. with a rate proceeding, we have like 6 months beyond when norm rates would take effect. With siting, we have similarly about 6 months. This one, I don't recall seeing a time limitation for us. And on occasion in the past, we have gone beyond those other statutory ones. It's more common in siting and major general rate cases where we go beyond. In rate cases, we typically will get a agreement from the company that we go beyond it with citing. We don't necessarily have to because we have the continuing jurisdiction, so we haven't required that. But I just don't think I remember seeing a, a number of month limitation within the law.
Okay.
But like I said, agreed, this one is...
Yeah, we'd be coming up on like a year potentially, and if there is, then, you know, are we getting squeezed on the back end? I don't know.
But. We looked at that too as far as one of the questions before we even considered.
Yeah.
You'd be agreeable to moving forward with looking for different dates?
Yeah, if that's what the portfolio holder wants to do.
Okay. So am I. So move forward with that.
Okay. We will we'll go through the motions of getting things canceled on our site, Secretary of State's website, and we'll continue to move forward getting dates from everybody and get it renoticed.
Yeah, if we can get it done before the meeting date next week, then we'll have Brian issue it, the new notice of hearing, so that can be out there right away. If we can't, we may just bring it back to you all in a regular commission meeting. It just kind of depends on what dates we end up finding. But we try to only use Brian as the issuer of notices if we need to for time purposes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.